Happy December 14th. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through scripture verse by verse. Right now, we're preparing ourselves for the Christmas season, for the birth of Christ, and all of that, all that that entails. So right now, we're in Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 15 in the Amplified Version of the Bible, and it says this. In the same region, there were shepherds staying out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord flashed and shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For this day in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, the Messiah. And this will be a sign for you by which you will recognize him. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." Then suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, angelic army, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among men with whom he is well pleased." When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began to saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem and see this wonderful thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." Mind if I pray for you? Wow, Lord, what a powerful passage. And, you know, we've heard these so many times over the course of years. We've heard these stories, but I just wonder what it would have been like to be a shepherd watching over a flock by night. And first of all, Lord, I'm just really grateful that you are the good shepherd. And I also pray for those in our lives who are shepherds. I pray for the leaders and teachers of our churches who also watch over their flock by night. They receive the phone call in the middle of the night. They pray in the middle of the night. They take care of others in the middle of the night. And I just thank you for them. I pray for a special blessing on those leaders today, that you would give them rest and strength, and that you would invigorate them for the work ahead. Lord, thank you that the glory of the Lord is something that shines. It dissipates darkness. And so, Lord, I pray that we would live for that glory, that the glory of the Lord would be part of our lives, and that we would be part of shedding light on darkness by speaking the truth in love. Lord, thank you that even though these shepherds were terribly afraid, I would imagine they were shaking, that the angel of the Lord reassured them. He told them not to be afraid. And Lord, I'm reminded of the fact that those words, "do not be afraid" or "fear not," are throughout the entire Bible so many times. You have constantly warned us not to be afraid. And fear really in my life has been worry. It's been worrying about when the next check will come in, or whether that loved one makes a better choice, or whether that health issue will get resolved. These are the worries that we have and we carry, Lord, but you remind us not to be afraid. So would you just take that fear today? Would you take the yoke of fear from us? Would you lift it from our shoulders and help us so much to let go of what is making us afraid? Lord, thank you that what Jesus has done, both by being born and living a perfect life and dying on the cross and resurrecting, it is good news. And we see that exact phraseology, good news, which is the gospel, in this passage. So we're seeing a little foretelling of the gospel here. And that is actually good news of great joy, which will be for all the people, which is super interesting because it didn't say will be good news of great joy for only Jewish people. It says for all the people. And Lord, I thank you so much that your plan of salvation includes me. It includes people who were not from the nation of Israel, but the entire world, that your desire from the very beginning was to save humanity. So thank you for that. Thank you that this, what Jesus did is complete for all people. And he beckons us all. Thank you that he is our Savior. He is Christ the Lord. He is the Messiah. And Lord, thank you for his humble way of entering into this world. I'm so grateful for that. Lord, may we sing today and say today with the angels, glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace among men with whom he is well pleased. That phraseology is also the same. When Jesus is baptized, he said that he is well pleased. The Father says that he's well pleased with the Son. And the Son is what's going to make it possible for us to be well pleased to him, because he will cause us to be made new and to be forgiven. What a great piece of scripture this is, Lord. Help us to meditate on it today, to think on it, and to rest in the truth that we have been pursued, loved, and saved. I pray all of this in the beautiful name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. What a blessing it is to have you here every single day. If there's someone out there who has actually listened to Pray every day of this year, I would love it if you could drop me a line at mary@marydemuth.com and let me know, because that would be super cool to find out. Have an amazing day, friends.